Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, who vote far and wide. This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
The God who never seeks to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Take it in the grocery store. You can take it on your job. You can take it to school. The presence of the Lord never has to cease. As long as he has an invitation, as long as you hunger and thirst after him, he'll come nigh to you. You need to say it this morning. Let your presence rest upon my heart. Lord, let your presence gently rest upon my heart. I need you. Let your presence gently rest upon my heart, my heart. Lord, let your presence gently rest upon my heart. I need you, Jesus. Let your Lord, let your presence gently rest upon my heart. Oh, I need your presence right now to come and rest. Come and rest upon my heart. I can't make it without your presence. You've showered your goodness on me, giving your love so freely. But there's one thing I'm longing for. So please hear my heart cry and my prayer.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us. In the name of Jesus, welcome to I Am Morning Prayer Service, I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyi from I Am and I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministers. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. So we enter into the gates of thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Almighty God. We give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your name, O God. Your name is worthy of all praises and glory and honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. We praise you, Almighty God. We adore you, Almighty God. We worship you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We honor you, O God. We give you glory. We magnify your name, O God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. You are worthy of the glory. You worthy of the honor. We magnify your name. Oh, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Thank you for our children. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this life that you give us, O God. We do not take anything for granted. We enter into your gates of thanksgiving, into your courts with praises. Thank you for unlimited blessings yesterday, unlimited blessings today. In the name of Jesus, and unlimited blessings tomorrow. We bless your name. You are God, and we give you all glory. We give you all honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. We thank you because you are awesome. You are, there's no other name greater than the name of Jesus Christ. Your word says that when you ascended to heaven, you did not leave us alone, but you asked the Father to send us the Holy Spirit as our helper and our comforter. Holy Spirit, thank you. Because you are always here with us. May we feel your presence as you come and fill this place. We are glad that we can always come to you for comfort, for counsel, for reassurance. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that God our Father is always here with us. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. We ask you that you be poured out upon each and every one of us this morning. Refresh us. Stir our hearts to seek you and your ways. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you every second of the way in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the gift and promise of the Holy Spirit, which you promise for everyone who believes in you. We ask you this day for the release of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, all men and women, young and old, in the name of Jesus, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time. We open our hearts to receive the breath of God. Oh, hallelujah. Let us prophesy and move in the gift of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Let the gift of the Holy Spirit in our lives be activated and manifested to bring glory and honor to all the name of Jesus. Father, Holy Spirit, revive our hearts in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, revive our families. Holy Spirit, revive this ministry in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move upon our hearts. Move upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We are ready for our greater move of the Holy Spirit. Let revival begin with us from in our hearts, Holy Spirit. Because you are cleansing our hearts, that we will be sanctified before you and we will be worthy vessels in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, loving Father, your word promises us that what we ask of the Holy Spirit, you will give him to us. We pray for a fresh stirring and infilling of the Holy Spirit. Will not be drunk with wine, but desire to be continually filled with by the Holy Spirit. Rekindle your fire of love in us. Father, help us to be open to listen and follow the Holy Spirit where he guides us. Let the Holy Spirit continue building us up to the fullness of Christ in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are slow to anger and always ready to forgive of our sins when we repent. This time we repent of our thoughts, words, and actions that have been contrary to your word. Cleanse us, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. Transform us and renew us as we spend time reading and studying and meditating on your word daily. As we spend time in your presence, we are grateful for refreshment from the inside out by your Holy Spirit to our spirit, to our souls, and our bodies. Thank you because today we are anointed with fresh oil from the Holy Ghost to fulfill all duties and responsibilities that are in front of us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God also testified to it in signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by the gift of the Holy Spirit distributed to his will. Hebrews 2:4. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would overflow in our lives, that we would experience you in a deeper way. Oh, Holy Spirit, go learn and grasp your truth in the name of Jesus. Your word says in John 14:16, for the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Oh, Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we bless you. Almighty God, you are mighty man of war. Oh, Almighty God, you introduce yourself to the children of Israel as I am. Hallelujah. The Lord is the one who caused the Red Sea to part. Lord, you heal the sick and you change water into wine. You are the God of miracles. There are no limits with you. Nothing is impossible for you. Today we ask for the power of the Holy Spirit, for signs and wonders and miracles in the name of Jesus. We stand in the gap for the sick. We stand in the gap for the poor. We stand in the gap for those who are crying. Holy Spirit, please do a miracle for those who need miracles. Come and do only what you can do in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we love you. Master Jesus, you are our loving Father. Hallelujah. Before you ascended into heaven on many occasions, you promised to send us the Holy Spirit, our helper. You promised to walk with us until the end of ages. Lord, we ask for the gift of wisdom, knowledge, and discernment so that we might seek the things that are eternal in the name of Jesus. Give us the gift of miracles, healings, and increased faith, that we might see your wondrous deeds in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus, that you gave us the gift of tongues with the gift of prophecy and interpretation to show the work of your spirit in our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. Oh, Holy Spirit, wherever we lift our voice to pray for the servant and their guidance, Lord, we are reminded that you are a good shepherd. Forgive us for the times we have gone behind or ahead of your plans. Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit to lead us to your perfect ways. We thank you that we don't have to rely on our own wisdom, but we can depend on your guidance. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Holy Spirit, you have promised freedom and healing to all those who come before you. The Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. For this reason, we decree healing over our bodies and over every infirmity, because we have the indwelling of the Spirit of God in us. Holy Spirit, we ask that you breathe your life over every facet of our well-being. Just like the valley of your healing power, bring all bad things back to life. We decree freedom, restoration, and strength in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we bless you. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We adore you, Spirit of the living God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hover over every area of our lives. Let the light of Jesus Christ shine. Let there be light. Hover over this ministry, the face of the waters of this ministry. Let there be light. Let your light shine that others may see and glorify your name, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. We glorify you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for restoration in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we choose to walk in obedience and faith, as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with others, and when we seek to build others up. We choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We will, hallelujah. You drew us into salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. You make us a temple of the Lord. Lord, Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us, fill us, flow out from, and pour yourself out upon us. We consciously welcome you into our hearts at the point of our salvation. Holy Spirit, touch the hearts of those in our families that have not received Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. Move in their hearts, O God. Move in the hearts of family members and friends that do not know Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. Move in their hearts, O God. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let there be light, Holy Spirit. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, move upon the face of the waters of our life. Let there be light. In the name of Jesus, let the holy light of God shine in every area of our lives. We consciously welcome you into our heart, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. At the point of our salvation, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we yield our outer faculties from self-control to the control of the Holy Spirit. We surrender to the Holy Ghost this morning, and we ask for a strong, your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Oh, Father God, renew us this morning. Renew us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Renew our thoughts. Renew our mind. Hallelujah. Let the mind of Christ be in us, oh God. Hallelujah. Your daily filling requires a constant yielding of our hearts and our soul to you, which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow through us, empower us from within. We desire that you be poured upon us through your various workings. You gave us victory over sin as well as victory. We have victory over sickness. We have victory over disease. We have victory in every area of our lives. We have victory over the devil. devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, your power sets us free. Holy Spirit, come in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, careless words, angry or unbelieving words. Oh, Holy Spirit, when we do these things, when we have complained, hallelujah, when we murmur, Holy Spirit, it grieves you, hallelujah, and it causes us to fight against you in the name of Jesus. When we do these things, we open the door for evil, and when these evil spirits enter, they produce conflict between others and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your inworking power in our lives. We will not speak against you or disregard you. We will play beautiful worship and anointed music, hallelujah, hallelujah, to abide in you. We are careful, Lord Father God, that you, our wherever we are, our environment will be a resting place for you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, we abide in you, and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others, in the body of Christ, as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our head and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our mind, anointing our reason. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and live through to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us vision of heaven and draw us into dialogues with holy angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your picture lights upon the eyes of our heart. And when we find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us, thank you, Holy Spirit, for the effortlessness through which your revelation comes to us. Holy Spirit, come, show us things. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts. Give us your thoughts. We will let you illuminate our minds with revelation through strategic thoughts. We will tune away from our own calculated reasoning. We'll fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling glory river. We set your words as procedure thoughts which light up our hearts and minds as we can hear you. Holy Spirit, tell us what is on the heart of God. You encourage us to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you, and you then speak it into our spirit. So we are taught by you. Holy Spirit, we pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us the words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, your wisdom, your understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your likeness, your peace when we are in your will. We sense unrest when we are not in step with you. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let us always feel your peace. Holy Spirit, you release within us God's holy emotions. We rejoice in you. Holy Spirit, you comfort us. You fill us with you fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You give us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You give us cause compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner desire to obey God's laws. Your presence within us is a down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, feel God's holy emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge. You give us knowledge so we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Give us words to speak when we stand before kings. put anointed words on our tongues all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, our spirit is speaking with God and our mind is out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, anoint our mind. You anoint our mind. We have the mind of Christ. So we worship in spirit and put no covenants in the flesh. You anoint us with your divine flow of thought. As we yield our mind to you, you anoint our reasoning, allowing us to reason along with the Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts, your pictures to guide our reasoning process rather than us guiding our reasoning process. For apart from you, we are nothing, but with you, we are all things. We will meditate in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us each step we take. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick, to cast off demons. You anoint our hands with skills in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask for receive your flow and your anointing, we are amazed at what your hands can do. We can feel your power and heat and energy and twinkling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You give us a divine creativity. You make all our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as long as we live tuned to you. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. You are the working of the Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are covenant of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life come about as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming our weakness to strength. Oh God, Holy Spirit, come. We put our covenant in you and not in ourselves. We put our attention fixed. We have our attention fixed on you. We are totally focused on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in and through us. We worship you in spirit and in truth, and we put no covenants in the flesh. You cut evil, weakness, and pain out of our hearts and give us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold and powerful and courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of healing, gift of miracles, gift of faith, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth to walk in your supernatural power and gift. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed preaching. We are tuned to your flow as we prepare and as we preach and teach your word. We speak that which you are speaking, not our own words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in word only, but demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs and wonders, such as casting out demons, healing the sick, and setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you are saying and then stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for life work. You commission us. You watch over our life mission and guide and empower us and complete, so that we complete our divine purpose and destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take us away. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access before the throne of the Father. You let us see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see that are great distances from where we live, who you are not bound by time and space. When we in you, neither are we. We choose to live seeing, hearing, and sensing you. Holy Spirit, you are our life. Your ways are better than our ways. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is better than our wisdom. Your power is far greater than ours. Thus we say, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We cannot make it without you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. So, Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, be with each and every one of us this day. Be with our children. Be with our grandchildren. Be with each and every one of us on another sound of our voice. Lead us and guide us. We pray that we will continuously hear and know, recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us into all true Spirit of the living God. We bless you and we thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, Almighty God. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus. There is no one like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for an open heavens. We thank you, O God, that the angels are now descending and ascending from your holy throne room, enforcing your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, O God, for mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin, of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our parents, O God. Mercy, mercy, mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon our children and grandchildren. We pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. O God, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, over the cyberspace, over the networks. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We thank you for the precious, redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for cleansing us. We thank you, O God. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, on our spouses, in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you make your ministers a flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire, O God, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy come against us like a flood, the Spirit of God, raise up the standard. If the enemy raise up the standard, in the name of Jesus, I decree, declare, and prophesy. And no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Every plan and purpose that you have for our lives, let it be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And we cancel every plan and purpose the enemy has against our lives and our destiny in the name of Jesus. We cancel to the resurrection power in the name of Jesus. To the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. We cancel every evil work of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown. We cancel in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we lift up our voices, oh God. Oh, Father God, and we come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, arise, oh God. Let our enemies be scattered. Arise, oh God, in your power, in your strength, in the name of Jesus. Let our enemies be scattered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every evil counsel. Against our lives, against our destiny, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you cleanse this environment with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse this home with the blood of Jesus. Oh, cleanse our hearts with the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places, our workplaces, with the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we come against unrighteous decree that have been prayed against us. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We come against evil prayers prayed against each and every one of us. We come against those prayers. We say null and void in the name of Jesus. Horia sanderia kuria masanderia. Ha yeki amukuya masanderia ka yeki aromasem. Restore the altar of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Restore. Yekere korea masem. Light up the altars in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Restore unto us the joy of our salvation in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine complete restoration that will walk in the fullness of Jesus Christ. We pray for complete restoration in the name of Jesus. Father, even as you come to 3501 University Boulevard, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where we have our meetings, in the name of Jesus, I call forth the holy angels from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, oh God. I call them forth right now to cleanse that place of the blood of Jesus. Cleanse the rooms that we use of the blood of Jesus. Let it be cleansed. The hallways, the blood of Jesus. The building with the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Righteousness exalts a nation. Yes, my God. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every arrow of disappointment, arrow of pain, arrow of setback have been sent against us. We destroy through the resurrection power in the blood that is in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We praise the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, oh God, that the altar, oh God, light up the all, light out, light the altar, rekindle the altar of our hearts. Let the altar of our hearts be rekindled, purified, take all impurities in the name of Jesus, and give us a new heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Light the altar of this ministry, oh God. Light the altar of the prayer sessions. Light the altar, oh God, of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. We thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for sending your holy angels who guides us, who leads us into all truth, O God. We shall know the truth, and the thank you, Holy Spirit, that you come as a water. You refresh us. You cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You come as oil, hallelujah, illuminating our minds. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that as oil you come with healing and anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the seal that you have placed on us, indicating your ownership, your finished transaction, identification, security, genuineness, value, authority, in the name of Jesus. For Holy Spirit, we thank you that you come as a wind, indicating unseen power, reviving, Holy Master Tediako, reviving us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we pray that you come as fire, indicating your presence, your approval, your protection, your purifying, your illuminating, in the name of Jesus. Come as rain and dew, hallelujah, so that we can feel your abundance and your refreshing. Refresh us, O God. We pray for increase. Enlarge our territory. Let the hand of God rest upon us, O God. We pray for the new wine and the new wine skin, O God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you fall upon us as a dove. We thank you for peace. We thank you for love that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we can hear your voice guiding us. We can hear your voice leading us in the name of Jesus. And so, Spirit of the living God, we bless you, O God. We praise you. Spirit of God, we bless you. Spirit of Christ, we bless you. Spirit of truth, Holy Ambassador, you are welcome in our lives, Holy Ghost. You are welcome in this ministry. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of grace, we welcome you. We surrender to you. Spirit of glory, you are welcome. Spirit of life, you are welcome in our lives. Spirit of wisdom, you are welcome. Give us holy wisdom. Give us understanding. Spirit of understanding, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of promise, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of adoption, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of holiness, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in our lives. Spirit of the faith, we welcome you. Increase our faith and our strength in Almighty God. Holy Master Tediako, Holy Master. Spirit of the sound mind, let the mind of Christ be in us. Spirit of supplication, Yekuria Master Tediako, Yekere Master Tediako, we welcome you. The Spirit of counsel, we welcome you. Counsel us, lead us, and guide us. Holy Master, the Spirit of Abba Father, Abba Father, that we can call God Abba Father because we carry the Spirit of Christ in us. Leoria Master Teriako, Spirit of judgment, Yekere Master Teriako, remind us of things that we've done so we can come fully, oh God, and repent. Yekere Master Teriako, Spirit of knowledge, we welcome you. Horia Master Teriako, hallelujah. Spirit of love, the greatest force, take over every single detail of our lives. Holy Master Teriako, we welcome your Spirit of might. We welcome your Spirit of power. We welcome your Spirit of prophecy. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Shine upon our hearts this morning. Change the shades of night away. Turn our darkness into day. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.